Hello friends, I'm Dr. Ankit Gupta, plastic surgeon practicing in New Delhi, and today we are talking about an overview about hair transplant. I get these questions very frequently. Is hair transplant effective? Are the results permanent? Is it even worth it? Is hair transplant process painful? Does it leave a scar? Will it look unnatural? Can it fail? What all should I keep in mind while choosing a doctor? What about the techniques? FUE, FUT? Am I even a good candidate? Or is this the right time for hair transplant? So guys, if you have such questions, please listen to this podcast as it will answer most of your queries. This podcast today is for people who are still confused if they should go for hair transplant or not. I'll try and answer most of the questions asked to me during a consultation for hair transplant, and I hope it helps you in deciding whether or not to decide for hair transplant. So to answer most of the questions, yes, hair transplant is safe, provided it is done by a qualified plastic surgeon on a dermat, in a very sterile environment, in a proper setup, which has all the safety measures in place. It is totally worth it, provided you find a good doctor and a setup, and the process has to be done properly. So first things first, how to choose a proper doctor? What is a good setup? So check for the qualifications of the doctor. He should be an MCH plastic surgeon, or he should be a dermatologist. He should be dealing with cosmetic surgeries regularly and should have a setup in which he does surgeries regularly. The doctor should be doing hair transplants frequently, and all the safety equipment should be in place in case you have an allergic reaction or any problem during the procedure. All the resuscitating equipment should be ready for your own safety. So what exactly is hair transplant? So hair transplant is a surgical procedure that restores your naturally growing hair to areas that have gone bald. It primarily works on the established principle that transplanted hair follicles will behave as they did in the original site. So very simple explanation to the procedure, that it involves taking hair from the donor area and transplanting it to the recipient area. This transplanted hair is permanent, will grow naturally for the rest of your life, which means you will need haircuts, dyes and hairstyling. Why exactly is this procedure so successful? So it is successful provided it is done properly. The hairs have been taken from the part of the body which will retain hair till the end. So as we have already explained the principle, the hair from the donor area along with it takes the properties of the donor area. So when we transfer that hair along with the root to a bald area, it will grow properly provided it has been taken from a proper donor area. That is the area which does not lose hair easily. So when we see one of the baldest of the guys, they have hair in the back of the scalp. So that is the best area to take hair. So then again, what are the causes of baldness? Why do we get bald? Who exactly is a good patient for hair transplant? To answer that, 95% of the transplants that we do are in males, that too with androgenic alopecia, that is male pattern baldness. As a male ages, he loses hair. For some it's very early, for some it's never, but that is how male pattern baldness is. It has various grades from grade 1 to grade 7, and the ideal candidate is anywhere between grade 1 to grade 5, though we can do for grade 6, 7 as well. But if you are asking me ideal, I would go for grade 2 to grade 5. So baldness has many reasons, and the most important one is genetics, that you get it from your parents, your grandparents, your maternal uncles. And the other reasons could be drugs, smoking, your diet, the environmental factors, various medicines like chemotherapy or others. So whenever you come to for a consultation to a doctor, he will assess all the reasons for your baldness and then decide if medicines can gain your hair back, or or should you go for a surgery? For example, there are causes of baldness like alopecia areata, telogen effluvium, which can be treated by surgery with medicines alone and don't need surgery. Whereas some burns, scars or male pattern baldness cannot be reversed with medicines. They need transplant only. So it's always recommended to spend some bucks on a proper consultation with a proper doctor than to waste a hell lot more money on a bad transplant. So, as I have repeatedly said that you need to choose a good donor area, What is a donor area? So it is the area from where we take the hair along with their roots. The most common and the best is the back portion of your head. The second best would be the beard area, that too under the chin, and the third most common is the body. And this is in order of the preference, because the hairs, they take the property of the donor area, and thus we would want hair on our head to look like the hairs on the head. And thus the hairs on the back of your head are the best hairs. They look like the hair on the head, they grow the longest, the dormant stage is very less, and in short, I always prefer to take hairs from the back of the scalp, provided you have an adequate number. And that is why grade 6-7, they have a very less amount of hair left on their head, and that is why they are not a very great candidate. We need to take a lot of hair from their beard and their body. And the issue with the body hair is they hardly grow 1 to 2 inches long, and they shed off on their own. The growth cycle is very poor. 80% of the hairs remain dormant, only 20% grow at a time. So they are considered the last option. The recipient area, of course, is the front of your head where you would want your hair. But yes, the doctor should be somebody who practices hair transplant a lot, so that he knows where to put the hair and how much density is to be given. For instance, I prefer to put a lot of hair in the front, so that somebody, when seeing you from the front, does not get an impression of the baldness that you have. All the hairs that we have, we need to distribute in the head, and at max in one sitting, I tend to limit my hair transplant to 5,000 to 6,000 grafts in a day. The second podcast will deal in detail with all the technical things, but yeah, it's around 5 to 6,000 that I have to distribute all over the head that have gone bald. So making the hairline, distributing the hair, more in front, single ones in front, all that needs to be discussed. The whole procedure as such takes almost 6 to 8 hours depending on how many grafts are we doing in a day, and it is done under local anesthesia but in a good sterile operation theater. Before the surgery, few photographs are taken of your head. Your head is then shaved. It is first marked and then shaved. There is an option of doing hair transplant without shaving as well, but in most cases, head is shaved. The donor area is prepared first. We anesthetize that area, we take out hairs, and there are various techniques to take out hair. It could be FUE, FUT, or a combination of both, and these are essentially the two major techniques. We are doing and dealing with the techniques in detail in the next podcast. You can go and check that out. Then these grafts are prepared and separated into a single hair follicle graft or 2, 3, 4. So each graft will have hair follicles. It could be a single hair, double hair, triple hair, or a 4 hair follicle. And then according to the number of grafts that we have taken, we make the slits in the recipient area, and then each and every hair or that graft is put into those slits individually. We will also be doing a separate podcast on how one should prepare before and what to expect after a hair transplant, how to take care of oneself after a transplant. The duration of the surgery, as already told to you, is 6 to 8 hours in which you are totally awake. You will be given various breaks in between, in which you will be going to washrooms, having your lunch, and so on and so forth. After the surgery, there is numbness in the scalp, but not much pain. You are given medications for about a week. The head wash is there on the third day, and you should expect a fully grown or a full growth by about 5 to 7 months. So yet again, I would like to emphasize that if you wish to think or know about in detail the techniques, how to choose which technique is suitable for you, go see our next podcast. Sorry, listen to our next podcast and to see how we prepare our hair transplant. What to do before, what to do after, what to expect in the surgery. There will be a third podcast. You can always subscribe to our channel to keep listening to such podcasts related to plastic surgery and hair transplants. Thank you.